Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. On behalf of ESCRnet and FIAN International, we believe Article 4 could be further improved by including a provision that promotes the protections of peoples and communities affected by the interference of corporate actors in decision-making processes such as this one. Corporate capture of international and national governance is driving ongoing corporate impunity. We cannot expect corporations to voluntarily subscribe to their own prosecution, nor we could expect that they are able to legitimately participate in setting the parameters of their own accountability. This is a clear conflict of interest. Legal liability of corporate actors and extraterritorial obligations should not be crafted in a manner that satisfies the privilege of impunity corporate actors enjoy. Rather, it should focus on punitive measures and should seek to rectify any wrongs carried by corporate actors, no matter the consequences on their profit or economic interests. This is not a space for us to prevent loss of capital, nor is it a space where we should allow business to falsely claim rights. Rights are for people and not for business. We reiterate the primacy of human rights, which is key for us as a principle throughout this treaty, and its spirit should be reflected in all articles. Therefore, we disagree with state comments to remove references to internationally recognized human rights and fundamental freedoms. Member states, putting the victims, either individual or collective, is in the center of the treaty, and it is vital for their effective protection. Therefore, we reject USA's suggestion to replace the terms victims by broader terms like stakeholders, as it dilutes the purpose of the article. We support Brazil's and other delegations' suggestions on wording throughout Article 4, which includes affected persons and communities after the victim term. We welcome Panama, Colombia's, and other states' suggestions on gender-responsive mechanisms in Article 4.2c, and reject the suggestion by Saudi Arabia and other delegations to subtract the term gender or gender-sensitive throughout the article. On Article 4.1d, we support Palestine's addition on the right to submit claims to non-judicial grievance mechanisms. And on the right to access information, it should also extend to human rights defenders and include information relative to all different legal entities involved in the transnational business activity, including investors. We therefore support the suggestion by Palestine on Article 4.1f, which extends access to information relative to all legal entities involved in the alleged transnational business activity. And finally, we recommend that victims be guaranteed full participation, transparency, and independence in reparation processes, which take into account the differentiated impacts of human rights abuses and violations on specific groups, including those in conflict-affected areas, as referenced by Palestine in Article 4.1a. Thank you.